You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show. We're talking flooring, stone versus porcelain. We're here with Rosie certified partners from East Valley Floors and Houtman's Floor Covering. Call with your questions at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Welcome to Rosie on the House, the statewide broadcast of the Saturday morning radio program. We appreciate you spending your Saturday morning with us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. This hour, as we're talking tile this Saturday, we've been discussing natural stone, and we still have some calls that we'll address on that, but our talking points are going to shift more to the porcelain and ceramic. Is there the first question, is that the same thing, or is there really a difference between a porcelain tile and a ceramic tile?
There certainly is a difference, Romy. The glazed tiles have been around for 50 plus years. They were fired at a lower temperature and a different clay composition, and the commercial industry demanded a higher grade tile, and so porcelain was created originally just for the commercial market. Generally wasn't very pretty tile, very functional, and very, very durable. Literally park a car on it in a car dealership or malls or banks, places where there's huge amounts of traffic. In the last 10 or so years, the industry has really gotten with the program using porcelain with a lot prettier patterns that they can print on top of a tile and make it extremely durable. So the absorption rate is lower on a porcelain tile, and the durability
absorption
is higher.
Absorption rate of?
Of any spill, any liquid of any sort, even felt markers type thing. Porcelain is more resistant to any of those. As a result, it's a little more expensive up front, but the critical thing is that if you don't use the right mortar underneath a porcelain tile, within a year or two, you'll start getting these tiles to start pop off the floor because the mortar was not designed to grab to a porcelain. Again, the porcelain's too dense, and so the mortar does not hold forever like it should. So a higher grade mortar has more polymers in it built into it. A good grade of mortar, for example, you should pay $15 to $22 a bag for a high grade mortar for a porcelain tile, where a traditional clay tile you can get by with a $6 or $8 a bag mortar to bond it to the floor.
So it's important to understand that difference. If, say, I did a home remodel project, do it yourself, a few years ago, got the upstairs bathroom done and finally getting around to the downstairs and going to pick out a different type of tile, and this time it's porcelain. I got some old cement left from, or some old grout left from that project a few years ago upstairs. I can't use that same stuff.
No, sir.
So what do I have to ask for when I'm there? Define what specific material I'm using and give me the right grout for that.
Correct. Well, and mortar. It's called a latex modified mortar, and oftentimes it's stamped on there, designed for porcelain tile. If the bag doesn't say this is compatible with porcelain tile, it's not compatible.
Grout's for block, going vertical. Mortar's flat for
bonding
tile finish.
And on walls as well, too, certainly.
And do I need a different grade when I'm going to the wall, just because when it's laying flat, gravity's taking care of a lot of work for it by itself. That vertical application, do I have to overcome for or compensate for anything there?
Yes. In our floor prep, in our show prep, we talked about there are expensive mortars that are upwards of $30 to $40 a bag. And it's not that the manufacturer's making a ton more money. It's just that they are putting more polymers and higher grade products in there, so you have less what they call sag, or the tile will not slide down the wall as much. So you have better bonding from the beginning, and it'll hold onto a wall for a longer period of time.
Now, if I go to an Arizona stone or an Arizona tile showroom, am I going to see a variety of natural stone and ceramics and porcelains as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll see a wide, wide variety. There's a number of really good showrooms throughout the valley, and we like using the professional showrooms because they make products that are high quality, that they've screened the manufacturers a lot better. They may be just a few percentage points higher than a big box, but you're going to get a better quality product, and the manufacturer will back your product a lot better that way too.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're going to step back in time just a little bit. We were in the middle of a conversation with Jim in Tucson, who we'll bring back on. We were covering a little bit on his travertine restoration. Jim, you had a second question about what we were just talking about, grout and mortar.
Yes, the grout. When they laid the travertine tile, they used sanded grout. And that wouldn't have been my choice, but there it is. And it's getting stained. When I try to clean it, the only way I can do it is I end up with a wide margin on both sides of the grout line. It's just hard to clean just the 1/8-inch wide strip of grout here. Do you have a good way to clean grout, sanded grout?
Well, you can use sanded or non-sanded grout for stone or porcelain or ceramic. The determining factor is the size of your grout joint determines what type of grout to use, first of all. For cleaning, whether it's sanded or non-sanded, you want to use a neutral pH cleaner that's made for grout and stone cleaning. Usually you want to have, for everyday cleaning, you want to keep it pretty constant, or it'll be concentrated. You want to dilute it. For heavy cleaning, especially if there's a stain, we'll use it more concentrated. Sometimes we'll do steam cleaning. If it's a stain that really can't come out, sometimes we will stain the grout to match the original grout color. But with stone, because it is porous, it will take on any stains that the grout does, whereas porcelain tile is more resistant to that. So what you're saying when you're trying to clean the grout joint, you're kind of cleaning the stone around it, and then the middle part of the stone is still still dirty. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's right.
In that case, what we do is we'll go in and clean the whole travertine floor. There's a lot of different products you can use. The same type of cleaner you can use, just more concentrated. But when we go in to restore a travertine floor like that, we'll go in with the cleaner, sometimes honing powder, and a floor buffer. And it helps draw that dirt out of the pores. After that, we rinse it and let it dry and seal it. Do you know if your floor was sealed originally? Jim?
Yeah.
Was your floor sealed when it was installed?
I'm sorry, go ahead and say that again.
Was your travertine floor sealed when it was installed?
Yes, it was.
Do you know what type of sealer they used?
It was from Home Depot. Does that help?
Well, no, you have different sealers. There's water-based, but usually it's probably a solvent-based sealer. Like I said earlier, there's enhancing sealers that draw out the color. You can do a lot with that. But you kind of want to keep that in mind when you're going back and cleaning it and resealing it, how long ago it was, also what type of seal you're going to be putting back down.
There's a lot of different varieties, and when you go to a big box store, there's probably more than is practical for any application. What can we tell Jim? Get to a showroom, bring a couple pictures.
Well, that's something where we probably have to go out and look at it specifically, to see the level of, you know, what the floor looks like. If he had, you know, those instances with the epoxy coming out, that's something he might be able to handle on his own as well as cleaning the floor. It just depends on how deep set in the dirt and stains and grime are.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We are going to bring Julie into the conversation now from the East Valley. Welcome to the program. How may we help you? Julia?
Yes, good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you? I want you to know that I am a current customer of Vaughn and East Valley Flooring. And I want you to know that I have just a little track home, and you would think it was the Taj Mahal, the way they prep these floors and get these floors ready to be laid. It is a major undertaking, and they are perfection.
Well, thank you very much. Do you know who that is, Vaughn?
I've met this lady. I know her. She's a very nice lady. We have actually a Rick, who is our wood flooring installer, who has spent many hours grinding concrete before he would ever lay a plank of wood. One day we walked in about 1 o'clock in the afternoon to check on it, and he'd been on the floor about 4 hours just grinding concrete because the floor wasn't quite to his satisfaction. So she'll have a nice floor when it's all done.
Julie, we thank you for the call and the testimonial for Mr. Payne of East Valley Floors. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Anything and everything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And in particular, as it dials down to experts in studio, we're talking floor covering and tile today. But as you've heard the last couple of weeks, if you've, you're a regular listener, they can answer questions on wood, carpet, any type of flooring. Moving into Cottonwood now, listening on KAZM, which actually, if Rosie's catching this at all, as he's going, you know, 60 miles an hour through the desert in a Sanderson Ford Tom car, I'm jealous, but I made Dad go. He works hard and deserves a little break. Getting a preview of the off-road machine like no other. He would be listening on KAZM. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Romy. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Hey, I've never had this task before. I have a broken spring on my garage door. It's a single door with two springs kind of mounted in the middle. What am I looking at? I went to I have somebody coming out Monday to repair. They're not in your network. I didn't see anybody in northern Arizona that did garage repair on your network. I don't want to be blindsided. What am I looking at as far as a ballpark cost figure?
You know, that's a great question, John. And cost is not something that we generally quote on the air, just because, I mean, as often as your prices change.
Daily.
Well, yeah. and it's also by the instance of what specifically is causing the problem.
Precisely.
So as it relates to what is the current labor cost for a garage door spring in Cottonwood, I can't answer that. But here's what I would do. And you're right. In northern Arizona, we don't have a garage door company, but we have been talking with a company by the name of Guaranteed Door Services. And it's 556-0644. John, call and get a second opinion from them. Compare the notes. And it's, I'm going to tell you, probably not more than a couple hundred, but I'm going to call Cookson Doors and get an opinion for you here on the break.